97 KALW, San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio. It's 7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, and time for Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez, Jerry Nachman, and Leah Garchik will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Call in at 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions tonight on Minds Over Matter.
You ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are not too exhausted from shopping this week or Hanukkah. Is Hanukkah over, by the way?
Yes.
It is over? Okay. Yes. So we hope you're not too exhausted from Hanukkah and opening all those coins. Chocolate coins. So if you are not too exhausted, please join us for the next hour, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're welcoming your participation. That's very, very important to us. Please give us a call at 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, food, television, radio, and just about everything else. Again, that's 415-841-4134. It's a great time to get in right now. Our lines are open. Please give us a call as soon as you can. If you'd like to hear us online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the known world just by having a computer. And go to KALW.org. That's KALW.org. If you'd like to hear our show on, if you'd like to send us an email, the address is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. And if you'd like a podcast of this show, it will be available afterwards at kalw.org. So, with that said, we're going to start with a round of introductions, then a round of questions, and here's the first. Jerry Nachman is a right jolly old elf.
You think so?
Old elf.
Oh, for sure. Well, Leah Garchik is missing tonight's football game, a gaping hole in the fabric of her daily existence. She'll get over it by the time Masterpiece Theater is on.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is giving his friends and family the choice of three gifts this holiday. Snuggie, Pajama Graham, or Obama Chia. I think that Jerry's the Snuggie type.
So it is us, and we'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. What was the first official text message sent 20 years ago last week?
Does it have some bearing on being the first? In other words, does that include in the message?
No.
No?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's a common expression.
Something you have around the house?
No.
A common expression.
Way to go.
No.
LOL.
I don't think that was invented then. No.
It's a common expression. Is it? Would you say is it more of a young person's common expression?
No.
All right. Just a common expression. Okay. All right. Why don't you repeat the question?
Okay. What was the first official text message sent 20 years ago last week?
And Leah, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. I'm going to go to presidential things. But first, what animal makes cube-shaped poop? And what use is this feature? Evolutionarily, there was a reason.
Is this a well-known animal?
Good for building blocks, I guess.
Is this a
yeah, I'm sure you've
Is this a well-known animal?
Yeah.
It's not a weird, I don't know.
Stoat?
A lynx or an ibex?
Well, a lynx, those are pretty well-known animals, actually.
No, not to Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry knows a dog and a cat. That's about it.
It has to do with their evolutionary survival.
Is this an animal that could be domesticated?
I don't think so, no.
All right. Okay, so it's a wild animal then.
I don't know. I don't think
just to start on a high tone.
I was going to say,
yeah.
And this was from Michael Hirst's book of Unusual Creatures. I should give credit to that. Fascinating book.
All right. How about the bald eagle?
No.
Can you give us a little more of a clue on this?
It's not a bird.
The evolutionary aspect of it?
No, that's the interesting thing about it.
Okay.
In fact, I would give you a bell if you could tell me what the use of a square-shaped, cube-shaped poop is.
Are they ever used to build anything?
No.
Aardvark. I don't know.
All right.
Okay, we obviously don't have a clue.
No.
And Leo won't give us one.
The number that joined us.
You said
it wasn't a bird.
Yeah, you did help us.
And it wasn't a domesticated animal.
Okay.
So that evens it down.
That narrows it down to about 6 billion species.
And it's not the dung beetle, I suppose.
No.
Not an insect. Oh. And
not an insect.
Okay, not an insect. Not a bird. Not a boid. 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. All right, let me do a couple questions here first. All right, what was the first animated Christmas special ever telecast? It was in 1962. And the reason I ask this is it's going to be playing again on Friday on a major network.
It's not shown repeated very much, huh?
Well, at Christmas time.
It is, though. Oh, it's on every year? On Charlie Brown's Christmas.
It's not usually on one of the three networks anymore, so that's why it's kind of unusual that it's being shown.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
62. So that's before Charlie Brown, I think.
It is before Charlie Brown.
Is it a cartoon character? I mean, is it a...
No hints.
It's animated.
It's animated, obviously.
Well, I mean, okay.
So what was the first animated Christmas special ever telecast? It was in 1962, and it is being repeated on Friday.
Mr. Magoo?
You're right. Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. Very good.
Very good, indeed.
Very good. Okay, good job. All right. According to a national survey, the information is actually a couple of years old. According to a national survey done by Gourmet Magazine, after fruitcake, what was the least favorite holiday food, prepared food?
Mincemeat pie.
That was actually, I think, number 3 or 4. So you had that was your guess. Yes, Jerry.
Oh, least popular
say
holiday
I only
food.
Had one guess.
Well,
until after.
Least popular holiday food. Is it served at a meal?
Yes, served at a meal.
cilantro.
No, it's a dish.
I know.
All right.
Anchovies. Anchovy turkey.
I don't know where you're going for your holidays, but it's not the same place I go. According to a national survey done by Gourmet Magazine, this is a couple years ago, after fruitcake, what was the least favorite holiday food?
Yeah, fruitcake has been taking a rap for who knows how many years, and yet you see it around all the time. So somebody must
it's
be buying
it. It's the same one as the joke.
And somebody must be liking it and eating it. So, anyway.
All right. So what is
plum pudding.
No, not plum pudding. All right.
That's not served very much in America.
All right. Since you asked you answered my first question, didn't you? Okay. The first commercially sold artificial tree in the United States... this is in the 20th century I'm talking about. The first commercially sold artificial tree in the U.S. were made from what product? And it was a fully formed product that they just used to make the tree. In other words, it wasn't...
You mean they carved it out of this product?
Not carved, but they used the, chunks of this product. The first...
Is it a naturally grown product?
It is not. Okay. The first commercially sold artificial tree in the U.S. Were made from what product?
Aluminum.
Shredded wheat.
What?
Shredded wheat.
Well, she's more on the right track. In other words, it's not a not a natural thing, but it was.
At Kellogg's Special K, or
yeah. Well, but no, it's not a food. Tweets. I don't want to mislead you. It's not a food, but I mean it was a product. Let me just explain.
On
it
its own,
it was a product that is useful that you have around the house. Okay, so it's something you actually utilitarian, mm-hmm. and they use this a bunch of these to make the artificial tree.
Brooms.
That's a very good
straws
guess.
Straws and brooms.
That's a very good guess, but no.
Okay.
And let's go do a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Velvet Union City.
Hello.
Here are a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Which two actresses who appeared on Strangers on a Train played separate characters on Bewitched?
Marion Lauren.
And who was the other one?
And
I'll give you a clue. It's one of two actresses who played a recurring role.
Who else is in there? It wasn't Ruth Roman or the Hitchcock's daughter. I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm.
Casey Rogers, he played the second actress to play Louise Tate. She was credited as Jane Elliott in the film's opening credit.
Okay, well, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Here's my other question. What was the only Rolling Stones single not included on an album, excluding, well, that doesn't, not including compilations?
I am not that person to ask for about the Rolling Stone stuff.
No.
I don't think Jerry is either.
Leah's the hippest
maybe
one.
Maybe Leah, yeah, she's the hippest one.
Don't know.
Well, you know, it's one song. It was the last number one single of the 60s.
No, we don't know.
It was Hockey Talk Woman.
Oh. Yeah. She knows that.
She knows.
Yeah. You are the hippest one here.
Company Hawk that was included on the Let It Bleed album.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
But I know Honky Tonk Woman. That's a country song, isn't it? But they sang it as a rock.
And next call.
Honky Tonk Woman.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Laura from Oakland.
Hi, Laura.
And I'm wondering if the first text message was Merry Christmas.
It was.
Oh, well, of course that makes sense.
Excellent, Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman, from the San Francisco Chronicle columnist Leah Garchuk, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Please give us a call if you have a couple of minutes to spare at 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. You're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was originally written as a jingle for what company?
I had the same question, so I won't answer.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good, I beat you to it.
I don't know. PG&E.
That would make sense, though. That's good. I like that.
It's a national company. You can say that.
It's a national company. I can say that. I like your answer better than the real answer. Okay, I think we should give a special kind of a buzzer or bell for that one.
Yeah.
And the wrong answer is better than the right answer.
All right.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Beth in Palo Alto.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, guys. I think I'll take a stab at the most undesirable food other than fruitcake.
Yes.
Is it lutefisk?
No. That's such a regional thing. I guess they're thinking more nationally.
Okay.
What is that? Lutefisk?
It's
Norwegian.
It's Norwegian, yeah. It's Norwegian.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Or is it Swedish? Is it Swedish or Norwegian?
I think it's Norwegian.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And let's see. Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to jumble up these questions. What president, let's say since 1950, gave the most, if you, per year, gave the most state dinners, had the most state dinners, but not some of them served two terms, some of them served one term, so let's say per year.
Term?
Yeah, per year.
What president?
Had the highest rate of state dinners.
Okay.
I read someplace that Bush didn't like him to have state dinners. He didn't.
It doesn't sound like he would go for that.
No.
I mean, like a bet at
Bush Jr.
Yeah. Let's see.
So the highest rate since, I'm sorry, 1950, is that what you
Yeah.
Mean?
Carter.
Oh. I'll say, how about Johnson for the most?
Nope.
No, not a stage dinner type.
Well, but he was very kind of gregarious, kind of. Maybe he didn't.
You need a major mingler and mixer like Clinton.
So you're looking for the most and not the fewest? I'm sorry, was it?
No, the most.
The most? Okay.
Can we have, I said Clinton if we get another guess.
We didn't have another guess.
Clinton?
No.
Okay. Since it's wrong.
So Johnson. Oh, Kennedy.
No.
Right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good.
I have two questions for you. Both of them are very interesting. Okay, one about guns, of course.
We'll be the judge of that, Lee.
Oh, well, okay. All right. All right, that's fine. Okay, so looking at some of the people murdered by guns worldwide, you have people in Finland only 17 a year. Australia have 35 a year. England and Wales have 39 a year. Spain have 60 a year. Germany, 194 a year. In Canada, 200. America, well, close to 10,000. There's a figure go between 9,500 to 10,500. Well, about 10,000. There is only one country in the world that not only exceeds the U.S., but it has double the murders. They have over 20,000 gun shooting every year.
Really?
In one country?
America is not first.
Huh?
America is not first.
America is not first. You know,
wow, that's amazing.
Is one of the you know, titles that you would not want to gain for sure.
Well,
shameful anyway.
Yeah, right.
If you compare it like with Finland or Australia.
Colombia.
Huh? How did Columbia. You know? How did you know?
I think about drugs. The drug war.
I always thought Mexico.
The drug wars, yeah.
Yes, drug wars. 21,000, 22,000 murders in Colombia. Wow. So we have to clean our act. Second question, this woman, policewoman actually, she crashed her car while, you know, well known to people like putting makeup and stuff while driving. This woman actually, she crashed her car while she was driving, doing one thing. Do you know what it was?
You said putting on makeup.
Huh?
Did you say putting on makeup?
No, I was just saying not makeup, no.
You mentioned makeup.
So she crashed your car.
I said we used to be able to make makeup or, you know, cutting their hair or making their eyebrows, but she was doing something unusual. Let me give you a hint. It's unusual what she was doing. And she actually did crash her car, not only that, she is a police woman.
She was tying her shoes.
No.
She was changing her baby.
No. She's a blonde, good-looking police woman. And her...
She was taking law school entrance exams.
No.
Was she on duty at the time?
No. I bet you some of her audience would know. Not only that, it is in my page. And it wasn't Facebook, actually. I posted in Facebook last week. And if anybody goes to M.E.'d Facebook page, they will get the answer.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. And
this is a new turn.
Yeah.
What?
Social networking.
Exactly.
It's Minds Over Matter.
We're just a springboard for him.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's why he's always going over our heads to the audience.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Let me do a question here. So there's a National Toy Hall of Fame. It's in upstate New York. It's about 20 years old. The National Toy Hall of Fame.
Toy Hall of Fame.
Right.
Okay.
And they inducted the first 10 toys in 1998. So I have a list of the first 10 toys inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame in New York. So I'll give you each two guesses.
You haven't ever had this question?
But not to my knowledge.
Slinky.
No.
No!
Oh, that's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah,
Etch-a-Sketch.
Yes.
Legos.
Yes.
Tinker Toys.
No.
Oh, they don't know the classics. These are the classic Slinkies and Tinker Toys.
You have one more.
Made out of wood. What?
You have one more gadget.
Oh, I thought, okay. Silly Putty.
No. All right. So again, these are the
ball.
It's not that simple. These are the first 10 inductees into the National Toy Hall of Fame. These toys were inducted in 1998.
Do you include games, board games?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But you can't guess.
I won't guess anymore.
So, guess on those to our listening audience.
That's a good one. It sounds familiar to me, too, but anyway.
I don't recall it anyway.
Okay.
415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good evening. This is David Price Weldy in San Francisco.
Hi, David.
Hi. I have possible answers and a question.
Yes.
For the Hall of Fame for games, would it be Frisbee?
It's toys.
Toys?
Yes.
Would it be Frisbee?
Yes.
And would one of them be Monopoly?
Yes.
Of course. That's the one you wouldn't let me guess.
And my question tonight is, only one person has led both, two of the branches of government. One of them is executive. What is the other, and who is the person?
Well, the only one I know who has led two of the branches of the government right offhand, William Howard Taft was president, and he was the chief justice.
Give yourself a bell. That's impressive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, excuse me, this is Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
I wasn't expecting to be on. I'm thinking Erector Set for toys.
That is correct.
And for the party animal in the White House with the most state dinners, how about Reagan?
Nope.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. If you'd like to join us with a question or answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Who was the first jazz musician to win a Pulitzer Prize? Give you one guess.
Pulitzer Prize, or I'll hear about it.
Pulitzer Prize, I'm sorry.
Pulitzer Prize...
Duke Ellington?
No. That's a good guess. It was the first Pulitzer ever awarded for a non-classical composition.
It wasn't Dave Brubeck, was it?
No.
Interesting. Was it for a single composition or just an overall body of work? Or do you know?
It was a jazz oratorio.
That sounds more like Duke Ellington, but we have said that already. Jazz oratorio. It's a very well-known musician, obviously. Okay. You don't want to say how long ago it was?
No.
And he is known only for jazz.
Yeah. As far as I know.
Jazz oratorio. Charlie Mingus.
No.
Alright. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Oakland.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, I'd like to answer the question about the artificial Christmas tree.
Yes.
I'm going to guess that it was made from pipe cleaners.
No, but it's an excellent guess, and you're in the sort of the general family.
Tinsel?
No.
Okay. Can I guess one of the toys?
No. You can guess one of the toys.
Is it Mr. Potato Head?
No, not Mr. Potato Head. Sorry.
What a shame. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And
Changeable Charlie still out there, remember that?
Changeable Charlie, no. No. That's not in the Toy Hall of Fame to my knowledge.
No, okay. Remember?
Did you have one of those?
I think I did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. This is Janet in Berkeley.
Hi, Janet.
On the toy, is it a yo-yo?
No.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
How could a yo-yo not be?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And let's see. So it's Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. FDR was fanatic about a certain food, and he always had it on hand, liked all its variations. What was it?
Like regular jelly beans, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But this could be...
Was it
made into various...
I mean, was it a side dish or was it a main dish? Can you tell us that?
Well, it's not alone that it's a main dish, but it could be in a main dish.
He always had it around me, like on his desk.
No, and his...
Whatever.
He always had a good supply of it in the White House.
Between affairs, huh?
Yeah.
That's
not a fish.
Is it a fairly common dish? Or item?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top.
No.
Let's see. What's a food that might help you, you know, keep your virility?
Oysters, they say.
Yeah, oysters.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you needed any help.
I don't know. I don't know where to begin with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Someone will guess. I'm still waiting for a guess on the square poop. Not one.
People want to kind of forget that one.
Yeah, I think they do. Well, why don't you repeat the question, please, Leah?
FDR's favorite snack food.
Snack food.
Well,
could be a main dish.
Yeah.
Snack, okay. Well, that's quite a bit of difference.
I
imagine Twiggies as a main dish.
Oh, I've seen it as a main dish in some houses. When you're in college, it's the kind of main dish you might have. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on My Dear Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. Okay, I had a guess for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Yes.
How about Monopoly?
Yes, that was yes, but you're absolutely right.
Oh, that
was... No, that's okay. You didn't. That's fine.
Okay.
You're right.
Can I guess one more then?
Yes.
How about Barbie?
Yes. Very good.
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Good job. And, okay, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hello. This is Martha calling in from Oakland.
It certainly is.
Hi. Well, somebody just guessed mine was going to be Barbie, but would one of them also be Nintendo?
No, this is the era of these toys. It would be before video games.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's see here. Right, or a non-Christmas question. What was the first best-selling English language novel? The first wide success English language novel?
Pamela.
That's a good guess, no.
What did you say?
Pamela, that's considered the first novel, I think.
Yeah, it's not novel. The first big success novel.
Robinson Crusoe.
You're right.
Oh, excellent.
Good job.
Excellent.
All right, yes, Robinson Crusoe. Okay. All right. What do Vanessa Williams, you know Vanessa Williams, for
sure,
Miss America,
yeah.
Marcello Mastroianni and Jim Carrey have in common?
As you always say, they've never been in my kitchen.
No, it's a career thing.
Oh, go over those again.
Sure. What do Vanessa Williams, Marcello Mastroianni, and Jim Carrey have in common?
I can't think of three more divergent types.
That's why I picked them.
I know. What do they have in common? Is it a...
it's a professional thing.
A career thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh.
They have won Golden Globes?
No, nothing to do with an award.
Have they all played in the same movie in remake versions? Or
Well, you're a little bit right.
A little bit right. but not the best bit. Not the winning bit.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So once more, what do Vanessa Williams, Marcello Mastroianni, and Jim Carrey have in common? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Freddie Mackey. How are you all doing?
Good.
Toy Hall of Fame. How about a box or a stick?
No, it's not the ancient history Toy Hall of Fame. It's the more up to date.
Actually, they are. yes, they are. I mean, a box, an ordinary box and stick for a kid's imagination.
I agree.
I can't imagine a kid that would be carried away with that these days.
As opposed to something else.
Yeah. This is a toy?
Well, no. You mean...
I know what you said, yeah.
Artificial Christmas tree. How about bottled brushes?
You're very close.
Bottle cleaners.
You're not quite as close.
Sounds close enough for Bill to me.
Something similar to that.
Yes. You're on the right track.
Yeah.
Mops.
Square poop, Leah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking either bats or Lawrence Welk.
No, you're close, bats, but it's not quite bats. What's close to bats?
Flying squirrels.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Close.
Wombat.
A wombat.
Oh, see, Jerry?
Now, what's the reason?
I don't even know what a wombat
evolutionarily,
is.
Evolutionarily.
It's in Australia.
What is the reason?
Geez, I'm a musician, not a biologist.
Are you a musician?
Yeah. All right, one last thing, and it is sort of in my wheelhouse. First jazz musician to win a Pulitzer, Wynton Marsalis.
Very good, very good.
Do you know what it was for?
I think it was called, like, the Octoroon Ball.
No, it was called Blood on the Fields, and it was an oratorio on American slavery.
Okay. Yeah, it was
good one, though. Good one, though.
The same album.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, who was the second jazz musician to win a write-out Pulitzer?
Oh, gosh.
It was a lot more recent, obviously.
Yeah. Marsalis was in 97.
Yeah.
He's very well known.
Yeah.
Or she? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's well known. Pretty innovative.
No.
Ornette Coleman.
Oh no!
Oh really? Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and we're done.
All right. Thanks.
Bye
bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. The number to join us with a question or answer is 415-841-4134. Again, we have a couple of lines open. 415-841-4134. And we are a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry, what do you have?
Oh, what do I have? Let's see. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was originally written as a jingle for what company? And what else do I have? I think that's all. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to know what's the advantage, evolution-wise, in square poop as produced by a wombat? And who was the president that had the most state dinners, the highest rate of state dinners for a term? And what was FDR's favorite snack food?
Mm-hmm.
Favorite foodie put this in sandwiches and.
Oh, in sandwiches. Oh, that's. I'm a sandwich expert, so let me see.
All right. What role do Vanessa Williams, Marcello Mastroianni, and Jim Carrey have in common? What role do Vanessa Williams, Marcello Mastroianni, and Jim Carrey have in common? And
they all played the cable guy.
No. And according to a national survey done by Gourmet Magazine, after fruitcake, what was the least favorite holiday food? What dish? It's a dish. So according to a national survey done by Gourmet Magazine, after fruitcake, what was the least favorite holiday food? And it is a dish. And yes. The first commercially sold artificial trees in the U.S. were made from what product?
I think they were made from You know when you get sushi, they have those little green things that they put at the end of the roll. It's got a sort of flame-shaped serrated edge. Looks like they would make artificial trees out of that.
You need an awful lot of those, though.
Artificial trees.
The first commercially sold artificial trees in the U.S. were made from what existing
and
product?
And that caller was so close, you couldn't. It sounded like almost worth a bell. He said brushes. And
they're on the right track. Yeah, I mean it's yeah, very very close. But it's very specific. It's not quite specific enough.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
floor brushes,
scrub brushes.
You're all very okay. But it has to be a very particular type of brush.
Bottle brushes.
Not quite.
Okay.
And all right. I also have the first 10 inductees into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Started in 1998. The first 10 inductees into the National Toy Hall of Fame. So far, we have Barbie, Erector Set, Etch-a-Sketch, Frisbee, Legos, and Monopoly. So, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Pat from Berkeley.
Hi,
and
Pat.
My guess on the Toy Hall of Fame would be Lincoln Logs and Scrabble.
You are right on Lincoln Logs. You are wrong on Scrabble.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And
go ahead.
Another question.
Yes.
About the food that people most dislike at holidays, is it that green bean dish with mushroom soup and onions?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, great.
Green bean casserole, yes.
Hot dog, thank you.
Good job.
Bye.
That thing, you can't kill it.
No.
Like fruitcake, yeah.
And yes, green bean casserole is, after fruitcake, the least popular holiday dish. And I think eggnog was third.
Eggnog is third. I was going to say eggnog because it's
love
special.
Eggnog.
Yeah, I love it, but it's a special.
And mince meat pie actually was either fourth or fifth. It was right up there.
Mm-hmm.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Emily from Richmond.
Hi, Emily.
Did anyone answer the question about jazz and the Pulitzer Prize yet?
Someone did.
Yes, but what was your guess?
I think it's when Marsalis bled on the field.
You're
right. Very good.
Right.
You got the title, too. Excellent.
Good job.
Oh, man.
That's all right. You got it right.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. And, Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. How many times in American history have two sitting senators run against one another as major party candidates for president?
From the same state, or for just sitting senators?
Oh, gee.
Well, no. I almost said Nixon and Kennedy, but that's not right. Can you give us in the 20th century?
I can't give you anything. I'm going to be very hard-nosed on this.
McCain and Obama.
Yeah. Who? Right.
McCain and Obama.
That's it. The only time.
That's the only time.
The only time.
Good job.
Excellent, Leah.
I always go back too far.
Yeah.
Next question. Oh, give us another question, Jerry. You answer.
Okay, this is for Leah because she's here tonight. How did a pattern of dots printed on fabric end up being called polka dots?
Oh.
She's
rubbing her eyes. She answered the question.
Yeah, I am. Because people playing long hours of late night poker with their eyes beclouded by smoke thought they saw that, and then it became corrupted to polka.
No, that's a very innovative answer, but absolutely no.
No.
Okay.
Don't know.
Just read the question once more, would you?
Okay. How did a pattern of dots printed on fabric end up being called polka dots? It's very interesting.
Is it a corrupt of Willis Polk?
Is it a corruption of another word?
No.
Like puka?
No.
All right.
No. Puka, that's Harvey, right?
Yeah.
Harvey the rabbit.
Yeah.
No, as Eve would say, it's an interesting interesting answer.
All right, then. Let's go.
It happened in Egypt.
No.
Thousands of years ago.
And it did not happen in the third galaxy from the left or whatever.
That's good to recall. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. me.
Yeah, did you?
Wouldn't checkers fit into the game thing?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's a game, but it's, no. It's
these are more modern games.
It's more modern, but not really that modern.
Okay, well, when you said Barbie as a doll, she was included. How about Shirley Temple? That's pretty old, but Shirley Temple was a pretty famous doll.
No, the only doll on the list is Barbie.
Okay.
And the only game on the list, a board game, is Monopoly.
Okay. Well, I thought of Monopoly early on, but somebody else got it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. This is Paul in Albany.
Hi, Paul.
I have two guesses for toys. One would be yo-yo, and the other would be hula hoop.
Hula hoop.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. No. 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 Yo. What was the first one you said?
Yo-yo.
Yo-yo. No. Yo-yo. No. Sorry.
Anyway, the other thing is on dinners. My guess would be Richard Nixon.
No.
So he didn't have more state dinners.
No, we're talking about per the rate of state dinners.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
we're not talking about the final count of state dinners per administration.
Right. And, Leah, it's your turn, I think.
Okay. Gentlemen, what's the average American bra size?
Well, the classic is 34.
No.
34, 26, 34.
It needs letters, too, but oh, the 34 is not right.
The double E, I don't know.
Really? I think that's just wishful thinking on your part, Jerry. So, double E.
That's a shoo-in.
Yeah. Okay. And
I don't know what the sizes are.
Open that door wider. Let's see. You know, the Americans have gotten larger, so,
generally,
you know,
yeah.
As this is very current, Leah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah.
Well, you said 34. So are you saying he was wrong when he said 34?
Yeah.
36.
Well, that would be my second. Yeah. 36C.
No. That was the average size 10 years ago.
Well, it's been about 10 years. I've been busy with other things since then. All right. 10 years ago. Okay. So it must be higher than. Okay. And let's go to a call.
You said what? C? You said C?
I said C.
That's kind of average, I guess.
But it could be, it might be 36, and it might be like a D or something. I don't know.
That's too big, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
You really think it's too big?
I think so. I don't know.
All right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
I'm thinking maybe for the toys.
Yes.
What about Jax?
No, not Jax.
What about dominoes?
Not dominoes.
All right.
Again, those are kind of ancient.
State dinners, you keep playing up the, it's not the total thing, so I'm thinking not Eisenhower. How about Ford?
Yes.
Ford.
Oh, really?
Ford was in office for 2.5 years. And they had 33.
We better make the most of it.
Well, supposedly what the source says was that they were determined to turn around the Nixon image of the White House as this kind of foreboding place. So they had lots of social things. They had 33 state dinners in 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
And people don't like eggnog? Eggnog is fantastic.
I think so, too.
It's an acquired taste that I never really acquired.
Now, you never acquired a lot of things, taste-wise.
Thank you so much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Oh, hi, Greg.
I have a few answers. So did we establish for the artificial Christmas tree that it is a type of brush?
Yes, we did.
Okay, is it a toilet brush?
It is a toilet brush, yes. It was made out of toilet brushes.
Oh.
I actually thought the first artificial trees were made of feathers.
No, the one sold widely in the United States, the first one was made out of Toyo Precious.
Toyo Precious, okay. And then the Vanessa Williams question?
Yes, Vanessa Williams, Marcello Mastroianni, and Jim Carrey. What do they all have in common?
Yeah, so they all appeared in interpretations of A Christmas Carol.
Right, they all play a Scrooge character, yes.
Very good. Scrooge character?
Yeah.
Vanessa Williams.
Yeah. The reason I know that, and the reason Greg knows that, is because that particular movie was on this afternoon.
Oh.
With Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, and Jim Carrey was in Scrooge, which was a take on it. And then also, so the bra size, I'm pretty sure it's 36 double D.
Double what?
D.
Double D?
Yeah, you're right.
How do you know that, sir?
Yes, how do you know that?
I saw there was something on TLC about a week ago, and they were talking about just obesity and what it's doing to America, and they mentioned the average bra size as an indicator.
Well, that's pretty big, I take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. Fun show.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we do have a couple of lines open if you'd like to join us at 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Okay, let's see. All right. The Michigan State song is Michigan, My Michigan. It uses a melody from what famous Christmas carol?
Tannenbaum, oh Tannenbaum?
That is correct. Makes sense.
Tannenbaum.
Oh, Michigan, my Michigan. Oh. Yes.
That's pretty cheesy.
Yeah, of course it is. What is the favorite place to eat out on Christmas Day in Japan? It's a traditional thing.
They don't go for Chinese, I guess.
No. What is the favorite place to eat out on Christmas Day in
Kentucky
Japan?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You're right.
Really?
Yes.
Ah.
Kentucky Fried
Chicken.
The
most outlandish thing I could. God.
All right.
It's too lucky, Brett, guessing tonight.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Steve, I'd like to give you the answer about the woman who crashed her car in doing something in her car, and she actually got arrested for doing it. She's 37-year-old Maria Barnes from Key West, Florida, and she got crashed her car while doing something. I'll give you a hint. She was getting ready because she was going to meet her boyfriend. She was grooming herself. What do you think she was doing?
Taking the curlers out of her hair.
No.
Shaving some part.
Okay, go further. That's right. What part was she shaving?
I don't think it was.
I don't want to talk about that.
What language should we use for it?
I'm not going to talk
shaving
about
her legs.
That unless you take a guess on the square poop.
She was shaving. She was shaving her legs.
She is a bleach blonde woman, 37 years old. She was shaving her pubic hair. Thank you, guys.
Because you got out of there fast.
Yeah, that's right.
What does her bleach blondeness have to do with this? In defense of...
Yeah, bleach blonde.
What does her bleach blonde have to do with
she...
it? That's an unfair rap.
Let's not explore that one.
Yeah. She wanted everything to match the drapes. I don't know. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
The dirtiest Christmas show we've ever had.
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to guess on the toy. I think it's... did somebody say Slinky already?
I did, and he said no.
But it wasn't... No, not Slinky, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just came back from after work, so I didn't hear everything. Okay.
Thank you, though.
Thanks. Great show.
The omission of Slinky really does throw the whole list into doubt.
I guess
It probably isn't.
It wasn't as beloved as
it's
you
not
thought.
As popular these days as it was in our day.
No, I really. It's been quite a while since I've seen
Slinky.
And also
Tinker Toys. That's the It's not okay.
And we do have a couple.
Is Lincoln Logs on the list?
Yeah, he said.
Yes.
It is,
Lincoln Logs is on the list. And if you'd like to join us, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Jerry, what do you have?
Oh, okay. Saint Nicholas is the patron saint of children, but what other group as well?
Is it something like butchers?
Something like butchers, but it's not.
Yeah, I'm at the same place. It's a profession, though, right? Kind of?
Yeah.
Hmm. No. We don't know. Anyway, would you read that once more?
St. Nicholas is the patron saint of children, but one other group, what is it?
Fishmongers.
Oh. All right. Leah, why don't you go ahead, too?
Well, you're not going to attempt to answer that?
I did attempt to answer it, but I said butchers.
What unusual pet did Salvador Dali have? Did I ask that question before?
An ocelot.
No.
Oh.
That he walked down the streets in Paris.
A llama.
I like your answer for an ocelot.
Well, yeah, ocelot sounds right.
Yeah. You said so quickly, I thought maybe you actually...
Yeah, I, well, being it was Dali, how about a unicorn?
No.
Let's see. An unusual pet. Was it a wild animal?
Well,
wild in the sense
usually,
that you don't... You
usually.
Don't see, right.
A zebra.
No.
That would have to be smaller than that.
Right. A panther.
No.
I think it's something like an ocelot, I would guess.
You're probably right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of the Matter.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead, you're on.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
This is Martha in San Jose.
Hi, Martha.
I have an answer for the polka dot question.
Oh, good.
Okay, what is it?
Is it because the polkas are played with the accordion, and the accordion has all those little buttons that look like that?
No, that's a very good...
That's an excellent
guess.
Answer.
That's not the answer.
I like that very
give
much.
Give me a bell for that.
Yeah,
good answer. No, that's not the answer I have, but it's...
Oh, that's too bad. Do I get points for creativity?
You do. Yes. We gave you a bell.
Good.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Martha.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hey, I have a question. Sorry, I have an answer, I hope, for the toy. About the Slinky?
No, not the Slinky. That's everybody's first guess, I think. But it's not the Slinky.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, I guess I didn't listen early enough to hear everybody's first guess. I'm going to take a stab at the wombat poop, and that is wombats are burrowing marsupials, and they don't want their poop to roll down in their holes.
That's close.
Oh,
that's
very
pretty
good.
Close. It's because they poop on trails so that they can find their way home, and the shape means that they don't roll away.
Oh,
good job.
So, very good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And
I got that one clear.
Yeah, next call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi. This is Eric in San Francisco.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, I have an answer, I think, for St. Nicholas. He was the patron saint of sailors.
That's correct. Sailors and children. Oh. Very good.
Yeah, and Lionel Trains for toys?
No, not Lionel Trains.
Oh, my gosh.
I had the answer for, too. What was the... oh, gee. It was just asked.
Polka dots?
The what?
Not the polka dots?
No.
Nope.
Oh, I can't remember it. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
All right. Who was the first winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature to be on the cover of Time magazine?
Nobel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who was the first winner of the Nobel Prize for Lit to be on the cover of Time magazine?
Faulkner.
It was not an American.
Oh, okay.
But it's a very well-known name.
Okay. Camus or Sartre?
No. Somebody wrote in English, I'll give you that.
Okay.
He wrote in English.
Did, yes.
Was he British?
I'm just going to go as far as saying he wrote in English.
Henry James.
No. And he was an American.
That's why I thought you didn't answer it. That's why I guessed Henry James.
And okay, once more, who was the first winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature to be on the cover of Time magazine? And this person was not an American and wrote in English. And we do have a couple of lines open. 415-841-4134. 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call.
Kipling.
No.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, it's Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
So, for the polka dot question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does it have to do with the dance polka?
It does.
Okay, so is that why the polka dots are called polka? Because people wore polka dots while dancing the polka?
That's pretty close, but the story's a little more complicated than that, but I think we should give him that. I'll read the, well, yeah, I think that's close enough. It dates back to the mid to late 19th century when the dance of polka was popular and businessmen attempted to cash in on the craze by adding polka to the names of various products ranging from socks, hats, and curtains to dotted fabrics.
Okay.
Huh.
Very good.
Also, for the toy list?
Yes.
Silly putty.
Not silly putty.
Not silly putty.
Mm-hmm. I tried that.
Okay.
Thank you, Jimmy.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hello, this is David from Oakland.
Hi, David.
Listening about the toys.
Yes.
How about Play-Doh?
Not Play-Doh.
Okay. Can I try one other one?
Go ahead.
The Super Bowl?
No.
All right. I give up.
All right. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
The Super Bowl is a toy?
Super Bowl. The one that bounced really
well. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. It's Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
I just wanted to quickly mention that St. Nicholas is also the patron saint of broadcasters.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Thank you.
Are you kidding, or is that true?
No, that's true.
All right, okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Okay, so let's give any answers that we haven't given out already.
Well, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was originally written as a jingle for what company?
Montgomery Ward's.
Montgomery Ward, yeah.
Yes, because I had the same question.
Right? Yeah, okay, very good. Montgomery Ward. That's it.
Is that a few? Okay, you? Yeah.
Salvatore Dali had an anteater.
Oh.
He used to take walking in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And FDR was fanatic about cheese. He loved cheese.
Peace?
Cheese.
Oh, cheese. Oh, well.
Of all kinds.
So am I.
Just sweets. Who was the first winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature to be on the cover of Time magazine? That was Joseph Conrad. Joseph Conrad. The Toy Hall of Fame, I'll just read the whole list very quickly. Barbie, Crayolas. Nobody got Crayolas. Erector Set, Etch-a-Sketch, Frisbee, Hula Hoop, Legos, Lincoln Logs, Marbles. Nobody guessed Marbles. And Monopoly. If we did not get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We will be back next week. Please join us then. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman, Chronicle columnist Leah Garchuk. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Kevin Vance and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and the phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Be careful, everybody. Let's get your shopping done and join us next Sunday. Bye-bye.
It ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be your brother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other?